We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike's on. He's ready to go. On the Fan. New York Sports Radio. Mike's on. Mike's on. Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM WFAN.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike Zahn, Francesa on the Fan on this Wednesday, the fourth day of December, 21 days from Christmas, 28 days from the New Year. So, hey, we're right around the corner and away we go. The hot stove is underway as Wheeler, and good for him. You know, I've known Zach for a while. He's a good kid, a really good guy. I mean, exceptionally good guy. A lot of good guys in the Mets, but he's a great kid, and good for him getting himself a lot of money. $118 million goes to the Phillies, stays close to home, close to, you know, where home was here. He's not originally from here, but I mean as far as close to what we call home. Here in the Vision, and we'll be just a couple miles away, and we'll be in the Mets' hair for a while. But $118 million for 5 years, so Zach Wheeler is the first big free agent to sign. He does with the, as far as pitchers go, with the Mets. With the Phillies, and leaves the Mets. So away we go, and now we'll see what that means for the market for the big pitchers. And you know the market for them is going to be astronomical. But I think it's a market that the Yankees are going to dabble in. I've already said that. I don't think it'll be Cole. I would be surprised. I think he'll wind up on the West Coast. I don't think it'll be Bumgarner. I would think Strasburg's the most likely guy if I had expected it. I think it would be there. The other story today, of course, an interesting one, and obviously someone who we have spent about as much time talking about as we have anybody on this station. I would say in the last 10 years, he's probably been the most talked about person on the station. That's Eli Manning, who will be back at center, back on the center this week when the Giants entertain, they have their little trip down to Philly on Monday night. It will be Eli who will pick on those very, very, very ordinary or really terrible Eagles secondary players right now. I mean, they couldn't even handle Miami. I mean, they were up 28-14 that game, and Fitz picked them apart. Now Eli will get a shot at him. We'll see what he can do. We'll see if the team can get out of the long losing streak. Jones is in a walking boot, and I would think there's a good chance that, I mean, if he's hurt, why rush him back? I would think there's a chance maybe Eli plays the last four games. And you know what? The only thing that you're jeopardizing there is your ranking in the draft. Because if he wins a couple of games, it's going to cost you a higher draft pick. That's basically it. The other things, I think it's positive. I think it's a positive for Jones. I think Jones has a lot to digest off this year. He has become extremely turnover-plagued. He was on his way clearly to breaking the all-time fumble record for quarterbacks. Him stepping away now is not a bad thing. I actually think it's a good thing. I actually think it'll help Jones' development that he doesn't play these last four games. I really do if that happens. The other part of it is it actually will put some people in the stands if Eli's playing. It would actually put some people in the stands. I don't think there's any question about it because you're talking about if Eli plays the last game against the Eagles and it's Eli's last game in the Giants and he's starting, there's going to be people going to go to the game. So you were looking at unbelievably small crowds against the Dolphins, against the Eagles, and that might be changed now with Eli Manning there. He actually might put some people in the seats. He definitely will for the last game. He might for the Dolphin game also. Because people might want to say, hey, I want to get a chance to see Eli play one more time. So this has actually put a little interest for a lot of Giant fans back into this Giants season. The only interesting part was whether they were going to win a game. Now, the other part of this is, and this is quite ironic, he could save the guys' jobs who put him on the bench. Theoretically, I think he could. I think he, if he turns around and wins a couple of, he wins 3 out of 4 and wins 2 out of 4 of these games, they might say, hey, you know what, look, we won a couple of games, we're going to stay the course. Well, that could definitely happen here. And they will have a better chance to win with Eli than they did with Jones, because Eli will not make the mistakes that Jones makes. Now, the offensive line has got to do a better job protecting Eli than they do Jones. Eli will be smarter in the pocket, but he can't move as well as Jones. So you got to make sure you protect him in a little different way for a little longer time. That's the difference. But he's also going to feel the rush. He's also going to know where to go with the ball, which is just part of being who he is. So you will cut down a lot on the mistakes. So I wouldn't be surprised if Eli goes in there and the offense moves very well. The question is, can the defense stop anybody? It hasn't stopped anybody all year. That hasn't changed. The turnovers will get cut down. The question is, do they stop anybody? Can they stop anybody? But this might actually, I mean, it makes the game more interesting for me from that standpoint. I'd seen enough of Daniel Jones to know that he's going to be their quarterback. We know what he has to work on. He's an extremely turnover play quarterback. He's got ability. He can throw the ball. He can move. He's not very pocket aware. And he's got a real turnover problem. But that's something that's got to change. Some guys it changes for. Look at Jameis Winston. They can't get him out of his habits. He makes as many good throws as anybody in this league. He also makes more bad throws than anybody in the league. And Arians said, I was watching Arians about 2 weeks ago, and Arians says, I cannot get him to throw the ball away. He said, I cannot get him to throw. He will not throw the ball away. And that is the thing that the young quarterback has got to learn. Play the next down. An incomplete pass is not the worst thing in the world. It's better than a sack. And who leads the league in incomplete passes? Who leads the league in throwing the ball away? Rodgers? Brady. Makes sense. They don't get sacked. They don't throw interceptions, especially Rodgers. Rodgers never throws interceptions. He's incredibly accurate, but also he throws the ball away a lot. He does, you know, when he doesn't have a play, he throws it away. And he'll be a little more daring even than Brady is. He'll be a little more daring most of the time. Brady only gets daring when he's frustrated. That's the only time when he gets really frustrated, he gets a little daring. But otherwise, he's not very daring. But, I mean, it's a crazy finish to this whole awful Giants season. It actually, I think, on a couple of levels helps them. It really does. I think it helps Jones, and I think it puts some people in the stands for them. And it may actually, believe it or not, it may actually save these guys' jobs, which is something you probably don't want. But it could happen if they wind up getting a couple of wins out of this. So let's see what happens. And I'm not sure yet that he's playing every game. We don't know what that's going to. But if he's in a boot, I would think we're not looking at a one-week injury. That's how I would look at it. If he's in a walking boot, and that was the report, then I would think that. And why would you rush the kid back? You know, why would you rush him back? He's got a lot on his plate this year. He's played a lot of football. It's not a bad thing if he sits back now and sees the game from this vantage point. And says, oh, yeah, you know what? Now that I've played, now I see that I shouldn't go here. I just watched Eli go here with the ball. I just saw this happen. I just saw Eli do this. I would have done that. Now he thinks it from actually having been in the pocket, playing at NFL speed. It's like when you teach somebody how to drive, and then you put him back in the passenger seat. Now they know how to drive, and they understand, oh, now I know why you did it. Now I know why you did this. Now I know. Same thing. Now I know why you did this. Now I know why you went here with the ball. Now I know why you checked down here. Now I know why you did this. You called this. You noted this attacker. You noticed this blitzer. You went to this protection. So you basically, now that you've piloted it, you can go back and get a better appreciation of watching a veteran guy do it. So I think there's something to be gained from this. I really do, all the way around. It's ironic also from a standpoint as it shows you how durable Eli is. If Jones misses two games, he will have missed more games to injury than Eli did in 15 years. I mean, so it just shows you how amazingly durable Eli has been, which is a remarkable, remarkable trait, and one that is incredibly underrated in this league where quarterbacks go down all the time. That you can have a quarterback who is there and starting every single week all the time. And don't think he didn't play through injuries, because, yeah, you tell me he never got nicked up? We all know he did. And he played through it, never said a word, and went about his business and was always front and center every single week. The most durable quarterback in the history of this league. So, I mean, a remarkable display on his part. Really, it has been. So, Eli, a quarterback, they haven't made it 100% official, but he's the quarterback this week. Will he be the quarterback all 4 weeks? I've heard that there's a good possibility that's the case, but we don't know that officially. It might be week to week. They'll take it. Let's see what happens. Let's see it from there. So, Wheeler to the Phillies, Eli back to the starting assignment for this week against the Eagles. A lot more to do, and we'll get it all rolling on this Wednesday right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.